reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Hours after the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse, bullet casings can be seen on the ground and traces of gunshots on the walls outside his home. The government says Moïse was shot dead by unidentified attackers in his private residence early Wednesday, stirring fears of escalating turmoil in the impoverished Caribbean nation. The assassination is drawing condemnation from Washington and neighboring Latin American countries and comes amid increasing gang violence in recent months, fueled by a growing humanitarian crisis and political unrest. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph says the government had declared a state of emergency amid confusion over who would take the reins of the country. The 53-year-old president's wife was also shot in the attack at around 1 a.m. local time at the couple's home in the hills above the capital, Port-au-Prince, according to Joseph, who claims the police and Haitian army have the security situation under control. The world passed the tragic milestone of 4 million recorded COVID-19 fatalities on Wednesday, the World Health Organization said, adding that the pandemic's true toll was probably higher. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus announced the landmark had been reached more than 18 months since the outbreak emerged in China in December 2019. The UN Health Agency Director General said some countries with high vaccination coverage were now, quote, relaxing as though the pandemic is already over, dropping public health measures and planning to roll out booster shots. But he said that far too many countries all over the world were seeing a sharp spike in cases and hospitalization due to fast-moving virus variants and shocking inequity in global access to vaccines. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A United Nations human rights investigator called on countries